Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You're invited if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
We're going to continue coming up with more of this grand vision of the World Economic Forum, what they want to push down people's throats by using megacorporations and governments that are in their pocket all around the world. They are going to push this hard in the next decade if they get their way, and we will see. There's more to that story, and Conan, you've got that. We're going to continue it here in just a moment. But first, we go to Greg calling us from New York City. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. Yep, Greg, I try to build stuff to counter all those top-down people, and they're unelected bureaucrats who are not even elected in their country, but they are just simply there to oversee countries, tell them what to do.
I think those are the real problematic people are those unelected deep state type lobbyists and whatnot, lobbyists and the guys writing. I don't care about the Pelosi, and you know, she doesn't really have all that much power. It's the person that's writing the bills for her.
Mm-hmm.
What companies
the lawyers.
Organizations yeah. are writing those laws that she is signing. I don't really.
Who does that stuff?
I mean, that's the scariest part too. Most your average American gives no consideration whatsoever to that. They assume that Nancy Pelosi and all these others are the ones writing the bill. But as Jim Babka talks about all the time in our commercial breaks, there's the Affordable Care Act or whatever act where it had some provision allowing them to monitor IRS tax returns or something from average citizens. And the senator who proposed the bill was like, I didn't write it. Yeah. I didn't put that in. I didn't even know it was there.
And everyone's like, term limits this, term limits that. Like, no, term limits. Aren't going to make any difference because they're not actually writing these bills.
What were you calling about tonight, Greg?
They're not even reading it. I just want to say one other thing. Yeah, people talk about fat cats, but there is a group called FATCA. Has anybody heard of FACCA?
Yes, this is essentially a group of bankers globally that set policy that is adopted by central bank types. Right.
What are they called?
FATCA.
FATCA. So they basically go around telling governments, okay, you're going to implement these things because we can't have offshore tax havens and all these kinds of things. Everyone's got to fall in line. And if you don't, you will be cut off from the world economic system.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, these guys have been in the news with regards to cryptocurrency. That's how I first heard about them. They were trying to cook up essentially global regulations for cryptocurrency. And like you're saying, Greg, they cook this stuff up and they then present it to their members and the other governments of the world. And they say, we have said this is what you will do. And if you don't do it, you're on the outs. We're going to cut you off of the banking system.
It's very, very interesting. So,
well, let them do it. I mean, if there's anything that I learned from watching Russia get, quote, cut off from the banking system, is that it's a survivable phenomenon. In fact, Russia is probably thriving as a result of it.
Yeah, that's because Russia has been prepping for decades.
So have I.
Buying gold, making sure they have all their own resources. They've been getting ready for this for a long time.
Well, and they're also a big country. They have a lot of resources to themselves. Plus, they
still have lots of clientele. They have lots of customers.
They have
Germany.
They have their allies.
China, India, Turkey.
So Russia's preppers, basically.
They've been prepping. Yes, exactly what I've been telling everyone in this country to do for years now, Russia's been doing.
All right, Greg, what else?
Yeah, so basically you've got the world being split into two parts, the East versus the West. Really weird, but you're getting a lot of countries now leaving the dollar hegemony. You've got Saudi Arabia now selling their oil, I think, for Chinese yuan and treasuries. And you got India, Pakistan, China. Africa is heavily invested in by China.
I'm sort of surprised to hear that Saudi Arabia is, or any of these countries, like, if you've been accepting the USD and suddenly you don't trust that anymore, why would you trust an alternative? Shouldn't the lesson here be, okay, we need some real payment here, some gold or something.
Because they kill you.
Not a different fiat currency. They because can't kill them all.
They will kill you.
Yeah, but they can't kill us all, man.
I'm talking about these global leaders.
I understand.
Who don't want to play ball. If they don't play ball, they become North Korea. They become Iran. They become Syria.
Gaddafi.
That's what I'm saying. If you try to create your own currency and try to do your own thing, they will kill you.
Or they become Russia.
Russia can do it, though. Russia can get away with it. They're a big enough country.
A lot of these countries could get away with it.
And that's why you have these little countries that are allying with Russia. Or they're not allying, but they're not going against anything Russia's doing because they can see the writing on the wall. USD is going out.
They should just take it one step further and not replace the USD with the ruble or the yuan or whatever. Replace it with actual money.
Well, there has been a talk, and I don't know if it's gone past the talking stage, about putting some sort of a gold backing to the ruble, which, of course, would be an incredible game changer. But why any central bank would make that choice is just a mind-boggler.
Because they want to make libertarians in the United States support the Russian government.
Well, if that's not worth anything. All right, Greg, what else?
So, yeah, so basically, everyone having their own currency is kind of the idea of Intercoin. Like my project, and basically the idea is that everyone should have their own currency, and some towns do have their own currency. Sri Lanka right now could definitely use their own currency because they ran out of dollars. Sri Lanka is basically broke, and they have no fuel either, so they can't even get to work anymore. I think it's really important to have your own currency before you get a crisis like that.
Yeah.
By the time you have a crisis, it's kind of too late at this point for them to adopt their own currency for that kind of stuff.
Isn't the point of a currency, though, that is, you know, it's supposed to be commonly exchanged and not unique to this particular community or that particular community?
No, the libertarian vision would be everyone can have their own currency, not one global currency for the whole world.
I know they could, but that sort of defeats the... If I'm using X currency and Ian's using a different currency, we have no way of, you know... We have no way of making any sort of economic activity happening because we're each using our own different currency. That's why a currency is a common means of exchange, right?
Well, Ian can tell you that Intercoin can help you between communities. So, yes, within one community, you can have your own currency, just like you have your own language or culture. But then as you go between communities, you need something like the Internet, and that is why the Intercoin project has Intercoin. The local currencies are local, but Intercoin is global, and it tries to help them interact.
Okay, but just to be clear, though, Greg, that's just your vision. Yeah. Intercoin doesn't exist in that particular format yet, right? Like, it's just something you are working towards.
It's moving towards that, yes.
Yeah.
I can't say that it's a global platform as of right now.
But we're starting to see some of, you know, there are things like Miami Coin and New York City Coin. I don't know if they've caught on in any way, shape, or form, but there are attempts to create some sort of a cryptocurrency. These are outside of your project, Greg, but some other people are working on those things. Like a lot of cryptos, you know, they've done dismally in the last several months.
But, I mean, wouldn't, like, Miami Coin, I assume that's an ERC-20 token, and New York City Coin is probably...
No, something else.
Or a Bitcoin Cash token or some kind of token, but wouldn't they all be convertible to, like, Ethereum or Bitcoin Cash or whatever?
As long as they're supported by exchanges.
Yeah.
They're built on stats, which is a whole other animal, and it's based around this company funded by Union Square Ventures. No, unfortunately, these coins are Miami Coin in name only. No one in Miami actually uses that coin, as far as I know.
Well, this is a problem that the cryptocurrency industry has all over the place, right? I didn't want to get into it with Doug Scribner, who brought it up during my speech at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where he said that Florida was this cryptocurrency mecca. And I said, you mean Miami? And he said, yeah. And I just pointed out that, you know, we've actually got a real community here in New Hampshire. You can go to and look on the coin map at Miami, and you cannot find Jack Diddley as far as places that actually accept any cryptocurrency whatsoever to physically go and buy things with crypto. And thank you, Greg. That is definitely, I appreciate your call tonight. That's definitely the biggest challenge I think that cryptocurrency faces, is actually getting people to adopt and use it instead of this
hoarding it.
Yeah, this idea of, oh, well, let's just hold on to it and hope it goes up in value. Actually use it to buy things. Like we're seeing in some places in the world, like New Hampshire to some extent. The islands, the Caribbean, some of the islands are really killing it with Bitcoin Cash.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us. The future of society, world economics.
Economic Forum, they've got a vision that they're pimping, and they're doing it in a heavy way. They've got a lot of money, and they got a lot of big corporate and political supporters.
They got a lot of people in their pockets.
And Conan's got their vision that was released in 2016 for what they want to happen by the year 2030, and we're going to see how far along they are about that. We're going to continue with the discussion, and your calls, of course, are welcome if you want to weigh in at 603-283-6160. Coming up in just a few months from now, there's going to be an event that our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at, happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. This is basically the opposite of the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum wants centralization and total control, whereas the Free Cities Foundation is holding an event called Liberty in Our Lifetime, where they are going to have a theme of parallel structures for progress. They'll be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. They want autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives and actually own things. So if you want to go and learn more about this, you can attend the Free Private Cities Foundation conference. You just go to their website, lifetimeliberty.com. You can use code FTL20, and you'll save 20% on your early bird already discounted ticket price. It's once again lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20. The event is October 21st through the 23rd, happening in Prague. Lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico, and then we'll continue with the World Economic Forum vision. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, so they're going to do that. They want to do that prisoner swap with that basketball player, Grindr. That
who is they? The U.S.
The Russians.
And the Russians?
The U.S. and the Russians. Yes, they wanted that basketball player in exchange for a Russian prisoner, but I was more fascinated with the person that they want.
Wait a minute, hold on. The U.S. has a Russian prisoner?
We have to
no,
have.
No, the Russians have the basketball, yeah, but, the lesbian.
But who's the Russian? Who? What Russian prisoners do the Americans have? Does the U.S. have?
That's what I'm intrigued with. They made a movie about this guy. He was the one that handled all the bombs. He's the one that's why they want him back. And somebody made a movie about his life.
Whose life?
Well, about the prisoner that they want. This is the Russian prisoner that they want in exchange for the basketball player.
Okay, so you don't know this guy's name?
Okay, so I found something here. This is a month-old story from Sports Illustrated, SI.com. Brittany Griner is a WNBA superstar, so she's a basketball pro. She's being used as a pawn, they say, by Russia, which has imprisoned her for allegedly being caught carrying vape cartridges with marijuana oil. Should the United States government play politics in return with a prisoner exchange involving the release of the so-called Merchant of Death? The man in question here is named Victor Bout, or Bout, B-O-U-T, and he is known for being portrayed by Nicolas Cage in the film Lord of War.
Bout is in the middle of his 25-year sentence in federal prison after he was convicted of conspiracy to kill Americans relating to the support of a Colombian terrorist organization.
So this seems like old news at this point. Apparently this woman is on trial right now, according to an updated story. This is from The Guardian, and it was published just a few days ago. Brittany Griner is now on trial in Russia on these drugs charges.
Arrested like 1 week before the stupid Ukraine invasion. How do you like that look? A lot of people think that it's a message. Russia was sending a message to the U.S.
Well, it's certainly not accidental, right? I mean, they knew when they arrested this WNBA, what did they call her, superstar? Mm-hmm. They knew that, you know, it was going to make the Americans unhappy.
I don't think you're a superstar in any sport unless people who are not fans of that sport recognize your name. I don't think you can qualify as a superstar.
Yeah, I don't think anyone in the WNBA is a superstar. I mean, I don't want to, you know, smash these people who they've made this their career, but like, are you making like $40,000 a year or something like that? If I remember correctly, WNBA, it's not the NBA.
Yeah, if I've never heard of you, you're probably not a superstar, right?
Like Serena Williams.
I've
superstar.
Heard of that person. Yeah, I've heard of Michael Jordan.
Tiger Woods.
You hear some of these people. But I guess we're hearing about her now.
Okay, so,
that's fair.
The fact that she got arrested.
She's a superstar.
Now she's a superstar.
She's the superstar of getting arrested for marijuana in Russia.
But will we remember her name in 2 hours?
Yeah, but the thing is that what's more important is that she, like you say, I don't think she was all that valuable. The person that they want is a lot more valuable.
Yeah, there's no way in hell they're going to hand over the Lord of War to, you know, in exchange for some girl that had some marijuana, allegedly.
It's a 25-year sentence. Yeah. He's in half of it. And she's talking, they're talking about giving her 10 years.
10 years in prison.
Hold on. Conspiring with a terrorist organization to kill Americans, he gets sentenced to 25 years?
Yeah.
While Ross Ulbricht is in 2 life sentences plus 40 years?
This is why people don't like the
court system.
The court system in this country.
I just want to draw particular attention to this. Yeah. That, you know, the Lord of War, 25 years in prison.
The Merchant of Death.
The Merchant of Death. Ross Ulbricht ran a website, 2 life sentences plus 40 years.
To me, the most important aspect of this story, and I did hear something about this person being arrested, is that there's actually people in the U.S. government calling for her release, while at the same time, the U.S. government has not just Ross Ulbricht, but tens of thousands of people behind bars on similar charges. There are a ton of people in the federal prison system who are there for completely nonviolent, quote-unquote, criminal acts.
Or selling pot across interstate borders or something.
Or just transporting, or, you know, going into an airport like this person did and getting caught trying to, you know, put a bag of marijuana on a flight. There's people in this prison system here in the United States who, many of them are probably in prison for longer than 10-year sentences. And these officials, quote-unquote, in the U.S. have the gall to demand this woman be released. I'm not saying she shouldn't be. I think she should.
Yeah, but they should release the others here in the United States as well.
Get the plank out of your own eye first before you worry about what's going on half a world away.
But Putin...
Yeah.
He's bad.
Putin bad.
He's the new Nazi. He's the new Hitler.
I would also point out that if the United States did release all of its nonviolent drug offenders, then it would actually have, you know, a credible leg to stand on.
It would have a moral position from which they could come from.
You say, hey, look, you're wrongfully imprisoning this person. We won't stand for it. Instead of like, hey, we want to put that person in prison. Turn her over to us.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. Thank you, Sarah, for bringing that story to the forefront. I do appreciate hearing from you. I don't think you're going to see that swap happen.
Who knows? Maybe.
Or maybe.
Well, I mean, it's the big ask, right? I mean, Putin's like, or Russia's like, you know, what's the biggest ask we can try to sell here or buy here? Let's go for the Merchant of Death.
I don't know why they would want the Merchant of Death.
It's their guy. I think.
I'm sure the U.S. apparently has plenty of Russian spies that they've captured that, you know.
Well, they ask for the Merchant of Death, and maybe they'll get one of their embassy dudes that sucked up during the, I don't know.
We got more on the World Economic Forum coming up here, and there's this vision that they've put out there in 2016.
I wanted to look and see how far we've come along. I'm not convinced we're anywhere near their 2030 expectations. In fact, I'm just going to say no.
I mean, I really hope we do get to the free energy part. I think that'd be pretty sweet.
And clean.
So we'll continue with that here in moments. We'll get more of their vision, and you can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the suspected 4th of July parade shooter in Illinois used a legally purchased rifle and dressed as a woman to escape police. This as police are not discussing the motive of 21-year-old Bobby Cremo, the suspected gunman in the parade shooting.
At this point, we have not developed a motive from him. Investigators are very much furthering the investigation. They have been in discussions with him.
Lake County Major Crime Task Force spokesman Chris Corvelli. This as the suspected murderer was charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Severe weather is threatening many cities on Wednesday and Thursday. They include Cincinnati, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. This is due to the potential of them coming together with a heat dome sitting over parts of the country. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is paying tribute to 4 Army veterans of the Vietnam War. Biden awarding 4 medals of honor during a White House ceremony. He praised the honorees for acts of incredible, astonishing, and selfless heroism.
To the late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, to Specialist 5 Dwight W. Birdwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy, I'm proud to finally award our highest military recognition, the Medal of Honor, to each of you.
Confidence in United States institutions is falling. A new Gallup poll finding significant declines in 11 of 16 institutions that were in the survey. Confidence in the presidency is down 15 percentage points from a year ago. The U.S. Supreme Court dropped 11 percentage points. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 129 points to fall to 3967. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And Cody.
Don't forget, you can join us online, and you can help support Free Talk Live, as a number of our listeners have done. I think around 70-plus of them, so thank you to everybody, including Carlos, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Carlos joined as a platinum level supporter, which means he's doing at least $25 a month. We only ask for $5, so thank you big time, Carlos, for the support. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can do that there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. You can use your PayPal, you can use your debit card, your credit card through the Patreon that we have set up. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits for doing that, and we definitely appreciate your support. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Conan, let's get back into the World Economic Forum, their vision of you owning nothing
and being happy.
Being happy.
I'm going to skip way on down because I wanted to go through these points and try to figure out what they think needs to happen before we get to this point. And basically, here the bottom line is free energy is very important. Driverless cars, lots and lots and lots of robots and lots of AI doing everything so that you don't even have to work.
So that's why
you could just stay home. You can play around in your garden. You could paint. You can make music. You can do all this stuff. Because the replicators are hard at work making everything for you. And I'm sorry, that's just stupid.
I mean, it sounds great, right? And I don't necessarily think it's going to happen. But if it My concern with these people, I mean, I realize they have these great evil plans, right? This is how they want to direct the world.
We know that it's evil, but it's the last thing in their minds. They think that what they're doing is benevolent.
They believe they're doing good, and I'm fine with that. They're going to fail either way. Central planners always fail.
Always.
What these people are trying to do is they're just trying to centrally plan the next 40 to 50 years of society and human evolution. To take
care of the cattle, because that's how they see us, as cattle.
They always fail, but that doesn't mean they won't fail and hurt a lot of people when
they
try it.
But the cattle...
Starvation, it's coming.
But the cattle are going to do whatever the cattle want to do, and it doesn't matter what these particular people say.
Not all... When you're raising sheep,
central planners always fail, man.
When you're raising sheep, you always cut their horns and you always get rid of the angry, mm-hmm. nasty ones.
I understand that.
Those are the first ones you eat.
But humans aren't sheep.
It's coming. There are more and more docile,
if central planning
docile
works,
cattle.
The Nazis would have been successful. The Chinese government would be successful.
Well, they did successfully exterminate millions of people. I mean,
yes.
Look at the Russian government, for instance, under communism. I mean, there were, I don't know how many millions, but it was more than the Nazis.
But all of their grand schemes collapse.
Sure.
Over and over and over again throughout human history, central planning just does not work.
All right, let's talk about the dissenters that you're going on about. Because
people like us?
Yes, I'm going to skip way on down this article.
Well, we're just the fools who stick our necks out. The average person is not going to go along with this stuff either.
I think you'll have your conservative Christian types. And I think this is what this person is referring to in a second.
The mark of the beast types, right, who don't want to get the chip or whatever implanted in their forehead?
Absolutely. My biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city. Those who lost on the way. Those we lost on the way. Those who decided that it became too much, all this technology. Those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who get upset with the political system and turned against it. They live different kinds of lives outside of the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty and abandoned houses in small 19th century villages.
It sounds just fine to me. I mean, great, right? Live and let live.
This is a city dweller's vision.
Absolutely. And the title says they're all right with not having privacy, but maybe not. Once in a while, I get annoyed about the fact that I have no real privacy. Nowhere I can go and not be registered. I know that somewhere everything I do and think and do and dream is being recorded. Whoa. I just hope that nobody will use it against me.
This only bothers her some of the time?
Him,
whatever. That would bother me all of the time.
Absolutely. Being on a, walking into a store and they immediately knew who I am and what to sell me.
All she can do.
Minority Report style.
All he can do is hope.
And he said even his dreams are monitored and registered.
That's crazy.
All in all, it's a good life.
No, it's not.
It's much better than the path we were on, where it became so clear that we could not continue with the same model of growth. We had all these terrible things happening. Lifestyle diseases, climate change, the refugee crisis, environmental degradation, completely congested cities, water pollution, air pollution, social unrest, and unemployment. We lost way too much people before we realized that we could do things differently.
Look, I'll give it to him. If you invent a free energy source, yeah, you can make all that stuff go away.
No, but here's the problem. When you provide everything for everybody, what are they going to do with themselves? Idle hands,
whatever they
man.
Want.
Idle hands
make
do the devil's work.
That's what Christians say.
No, it's true.
It is
absolutely true.
Doing stuff in their bedrooms, man.
We need something to fight. We need.
No, people can make art. People can write stories. People can read. And I don't care if they have everything. If they have all the food and energy they want, they just sit there
so
watching Netflix.
When everything is being provided for you, you just become a lazy fat slob. The next
Who
thing
cares?
You know, you're just laying in. That's not good for society.
I mean, obviously, you can do whatever you want. It's your life. It's your body. But I got to agree with Conan on this one. I mean, if you care about people generally, you don't want them to become lazy, fat slobs.
If they're happy, and they're fine with the reduced lifespan and all that, I don't care. Let them do what they want.
And there's the end of society as we know it, because fat slobs can't get off the couch are never going to make babies.
No, exactly. It's the end of the fat slobs.
And that's why
I see a lot of fat people. It seems like they're making babies just fine.
But health-wise, I mean, it might not be. They might not be long-lived if they're dying at 35 and 40 because their hearts are exploding.
So see, this problem will fix itself. The skinny people out there, the healthy ones out there in the villages, they'll continue procreating. Society will fix itself. There's nothing to worry about.
And I'm not worried about it. The pendulum will swing back. The human cockroach, as Al Pacino called us, is going to survive this meltdown. It's very resilient. But every now and then there's the 80-year cycle. I'm sorry. Weak men create hard times. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at.
Does he continue after the point that you just
made? No, that's
it.
That's it. We need robots. We need AI. We need clean energy. And we need something taking care of all the jobs for us. And
it's also
to get to
crazy,
this point,
though.
Not happening in 8 years.
Being like, oh, we just need free, clean energy. Okay, yes, if you solve the problem that is scarcity and suddenly no one has any desires or needs whatsoever, sure. If you create paradise on earth, things will be fine.
I mean, even
you can't just start at your assumptions at that particular point.
Even if we could get all of our energy from, say, the sun, you're still going to have solar panels that are going to need to be manufactured and installed and replaced. And if we don't have robots doing that, there is no such thing as free energy. It will never be free.
Can we get into the eight things?
Here are the actual eight predictions.
Is this written by someone else?
This is written. This is straight off. This is from Sari Parker, who is
Sari.
She's also a contributor. Uh-huh. For the World Economic Forum. This is from the World Economic Forum. So number one on the list of predictions.
By 2030?
By 2030.
Okay.
When 2030 rolls around, these things will be in place.
They'll be implemented. Okay.
Is this recent or is this the article?
This is also from 2016. Okay. This is their rollout. Number one, all products will have to become services. Just like that other guy said.
I don't know what that means.
That's some of these
I understand games as a service.
Food being delivered to you is a service. Your car being...
No, because there's still a product there.
They added the service of delivery to the product.
I'll give you... Like, games as a service is a thing that exists right now. Where you don't own the games, you pay for the subscription fee to like Microsoft Xbox or whatever.
Because if they turn it off, then
you've
got
no more
games.
Well, they don't have to turn it off. They don't support this game next month, right? Yeah. And you can't do anything about it because it's a service that you're paying for. You don't actually have that game.
Or maybe they decide they don't want you to play games anymore, and then you get banned from that. But I imagine they're going to get specific with what they mean by this, right?
Appliances, clothes, the house that you live in, the car that you drive, you don't own any of it.
They're talking about renting it.
You don't even rent it. It's the robots are taking care of everything, but all these things are provided for you as a service. Food, I guess, because you actually consume it.
But it's a product, not a service.
Food is a product. But the car that you don't own, that everyone uses,
that's a service. There's more coming up.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTW HEYProtein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, And there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and you join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Kermit. Lots that we've covered here tonight. If you missed a moment of the show, you can always go download it over on our website, freetalklive.com. You can also subscribe via our RSS feeds, a.k.a. our podcasts. You go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to those feeds there. You'll also find links to some of the major platforms on which you can easily subscribe to the show. And it's free to do that, by the way. You'll get every episode as they are released right into your favorite podcast client. So head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones here, back to the World Economic Forum. Eight things that they want to shove down our throats. But first, Jack in Washington, go ahead.
Yeah, they're shoving that down our throats. I think there's going to be, I don't know who it was, they said that countries that survived, I think it was Mark, for hundreds of years fall within a month. And I think when that dollar collapses and the whole earth is based on the American dollar, the collapse is going to turn into, is our society prepared? They've been preparing us for the apocalypse for how long? All these movies, Living Dead, I mean, go endless for. And
well, the whole world isn't built around the dollar, right? Only part of the world is.
But he's making a good point. I mean, there is a lot of reliance on the dollar globally, and when and if the dollar falls, it's going to hurt a lot of people.
And by the way, I wouldn't say they've been preparing us for any of this. They've been warning us. But watching a post-apocalyptic Mad Max type movie isn't preparing you for being able to survive any of this. You're going to die.
Well, if that's a 200-year-old movie or 200...
100-year-old movie, Metropolis maybe.
Yeah, it's, you know, and then you have, Citizen Kane. I mean,
Well, I'm not sure what you're trying to say here.
I think there's a lot of, like...
Are you taking survival tips from Hollywood?
No, I'm saying No, not at all. I'm just saying that something's going to happen. Dollar drops. Are these people going to be as prepared as they think they are? They're not.
Well, I mean, no, certainly not. The average person out there is not going to be prepared at all. I mean, 60 to 70%, I don't remember the exact number, but most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. They're drowning in debt. I think it was something like $60,000 was the average American's debt. I mean, that's including children, right, who don't have houses and things like that. So, no, they're not prepared at all for a collapse of the dollar. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They're drowning in debt. They don't have anything saved up. They don't even have a full tank of gas, man. These people are going to die.
Worse. It's getting worse for sure. Thank
you,
Jack.
Especially if you live in the cities, like this visionary, this World Economic Forum visionary wants everyone to be.
They live
because,
in the city.
Because if you don't, you're one of the discontents.
And within a month, all of those people, with the true collapse of the dollar, within a month, all of those people in New York City, half of them are dead.
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's get back into this 8 things the World Economic Forum wants to see by 2030.
Number one, all products or services. Yes, Aria Food is a product, but the guy delivering it to you, or the robot, delivering it to your house, or the drone, is part of the service. It's part of the package. It's part of the app.
I think that means something different, and I'm going to have to give it some more thought, but like that's like saying that, you know, the Uber driver bringing me dinner or whatever, that makes my food a service or whatever. No, the service is the delivery of it, but there's still a product there. They're saying there will be no product. And I want to know what mechanism they're using to make that claim. Because I think about games as a service.
If a human being isn't actually growing those roaches, they aren't growing those crickets, it's a robot that's doing it all, maybe you could classify it as more of a service than a product. Because, I mean, it's not really something that was created by hands-on.
I think we should continue on this list.
Number two, there will be a global price on carbon. And you know they've been talking about this forever and ever.
This is a government tax.
It's a new tax.
Well, of course they do. We're carbon-based life forms, and they want to control all life on the planet.
It's just one more tax that are heaping on top of all the other taxes.
Yeah, okay.
It's just another level of control.
Remember, I can see them implementing. That's easy for them
because
to do.
They're already doing it in some countries. Number three, U.S. dominance is over. No more superpowers. There's just going to be a bunch of little small governments that...
I hope that one comes true. I mean, that'd be great.
Except they're going to be controlled by...
Do it by November, please.
By these elites. By the elites that are calling these shots as we speak.
I can't help but make that joke every single time. I just can't.
Hospitals. Our hospital technology. No more. Everything's going to be printed. They're going to be printing organs.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Fine. Yeah.
I mean, if I lose an arm or something like that, go to the hospital, have them grow me a new one.
I think that's great. And then you've got a bunch of people on waiting lists for organs that they have to get from another human body. If they can just generate those things, then that's fantastic. And the price will come down.
And it's not actually in this article, but there'll be a vaccine for everything.
And I mean, if you get some open source nanobots that you can like inject and they go through like shooting bad cholesterol in your veins or whatever,
cool.
I'm also good with that. As long as it's open source, right? Because I don't trust what the medical industry would have.
And it's also not in this article, but everyone's going to be chipped so that they can monitor you. They can monitor all of your organs, your vitals. So you're just walking down the street and they know when you're going to have a heart attack.
They already have the Google Fit, right?
So they can send you a text saying, hey, look, you need to stop.
They know what you're buying. They know where you're going. Next one.
Number five. We are eating much less meat. Because what are we eating?
Bugs.
We're eating bugs.
I want to hear this one. Do they have like a description?
Rather like our grandparents, we will treat meat as a treat rather than a staple, professor of population ecology at the University of Leeds, UK, says.
Is that true?
It won't be a big agriculture or little artisan producers that win, but rather a combination of the two with a convenience food redesigned to be healthier and less harmful to the environment. They don't actually say bugs, but you know that's what's coming. Or their paste, genetically grown in a laboratory
food paste.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have in The Matrix. Remember the scene in The Matrix with
Even meat. It was like
no, it wasn't.
Grains.
It was like a slop. It was like a gruel.
Yeah.
I want to turn back to that may or may not
taste like tasty wheat.
That's right.
But like. That doesn't seem accurate. Like, my grandfather, I can't imagine him living in a time where he couldn't... They had local butchers and stuff like that going all the way back to the 40s.
Sure.
It's not like meat was some scarce thing that people didn't have every single day. They could, and they did.
Maybe during the Depression.
Yeah, sure.
That
was unique in itself. But
they had a lot of produce, too, especially grains. That's really how civilizations thrive.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is obviously a push that they are working on. They're trying to normalize things like eating bugs. They want to push veganism and things like that. And it's just, again, this is one of those hard ones that it's going to be hard to push on the people outside of the cities. I don't think it's going to work. I mean, I love eating meat. It's delicious and satisfying, and I'm sorry. I like veggies, too, but they don't satisfy in the same way.
Oh, they don't.
I'm not really happy with some of the nutrients. The nutrient facts that that come from the bugs and from the soy products that they're creating, these this not a meat burgers and whatnot, I don't think they're really healthy at all.
See, I haven't even gotten that far because, like, I ate a salad for lunch and that was it, right? And I've been hungry since, knowing that, you know, if I had just, you know, had a burger or something like that, I wouldn't be hungry now. There's just something about the meat hits differently.
Yeah, the protein.
It satiates.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Number six, and I don't know why they are focusing on Syrians, but today's Syrian refugees, 2030's CEOs. So I guess that was 2016's refugee. There are plenty of refugees throughout the globe, so I mean, I don't know why.
I don't know if refugees are as likely, but it's definitely true that immigrants, people who choose to move to a place, are more likely to be entrepreneurs and more likely to be of that particular mindset. They start businesses more often than native-born Americans.
But they also cause problems, too, that they don't get off their tushes and, you know, they don't...
Well, most people who choose to move here have the intent...
Well, refugees are usually being forced out. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not so sure if it applies to
refugees.
Next
thing you know, they're living, you know, underneath the bridge, and it's causing problems.
Well, they didn't choose to be refugees for the most part. They just had to escape one terrible situation for one where, you know, they weren't at risk of being blown up by the U.S. government.
Right. Number seven, the values that built the West will have been tested to the breaking point. And I guess, if I remember correctly, this is really blaming democracy for a lot of the issues, a lot of problems.
The World Economic Forum wouldn't blame democracy.
The U.S. Republic and the way that it operates and works is basically it's had its day and it's time, and it's time to try something different.
Well, that's certainly the narrative they will put forward, but I mean, monarchy has had its day as well, and it's time to put forth something different.
We would agree that it should be something different, but I don't think we would agree on what.
Yeah, I don't want Klaus Schwab being the president of the globe.
Or his buddies.
Or any of his buddies.
We don't need any more presidents ever again.
It's time to try freedom.
Yeah. That's what will make true prosperity.
Number eight. This will make some of you sci-fi guys happy. By the 2030s, we will be ready to move humans toward the red planet. Woohoo! Which is another...
Seems a bit too soon.
Which is another stupid prediction in my book. I don't even think that... You know, let's go to the moon first. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it seems inevitable that humans will get off of Earth
Let's get out of the Van Allen radiation belt. Prove that to me that we can do this and go back to the moon or to the moon for the first time, however we look at it, before we start talking about Mars. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's not happening by 2030. If there's even anyone on the moon by 2030, I'd be shocked. Because remember, governments are in charge of space.
Supposedly, they're launching missiles into the moon.
See you tomorrow online in the meantime. Free Talk.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.